Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I was born in 1938. I'm still very active. I swim in Lake Michigan all summer long. But before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was dragging. And I thought, what is wrong with me? I'm not getting old. I refuse to get old. So I had been watching your ads all these, you know, for a couple of years or so. And finally I thought, oh, I'm going to give it a try. And I'm telling you, I feel like a different person. I really do. You can tell by how strong my voice is.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
Bar.
Sometimes our biggest accomplishment of the day is not throwing something at our TVs. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Have you ever heard of some fellas who first came over to this country? You know what they found? They found a howling wilderness with summers too hot and winters freezing. Did they have insurance for their old age, for their crops, for their homes? They did not. They looked at the land and the forests and the rivers. They looked at their wives, their kids, and their houses. And then they looked up at the sky and they said, thanks, God. We'll take it from here.
They were rugged fellows.
They were men.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. So happy to be with you. Of course, you can call up 888-673-1450. I just got off the Alex Jones Show talking about my questions for an hour about the shooting on Monday. So, we'll take a caller. Why not? Go ahead, caller. What's on your mind? Caller, you're live.
Well, it just bothers me that we have to listen to that propaganda at the beginning of every show and listen to those lies about that so-called anti-communist China act, which is totally an inversion of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Why would
what are you talking about? What at the beginning of the show?
The U.S. news that they play on the radio.
Yeah.
That propaganda sect at the top of every hour.
The mainstream news, yes. Yeah, it plays on the top of every hour.
It makes me want to puke.
Well, I actually used to do the recording for the news, and I would tell you the truth about the news. But, of course, some liberals complained, so I couldn't do that anymore. But I used to enjoy it. I used to enjoy writing a newscast. Yeah, telling the truth. But what can we do?
And the other thing I had the issue with was the propaganda about Biden being ahead of Trump or any Republican nominee for that matter. It's just it's just ridiculous. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
That's just a blatant lie.
Yep.
Anyway,
right.
I just wanted to say
Thanks.
That. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. That's what this show is for. Sounding off, telling us how you feel about anything. In fact, for an hour, I talked about all the questions about the shooting on Monday because I'm left with far too many questions and not enough answers. Is it fair to ask those questions? Even 2 days after, is that fair? Should I be? I think I should be. I think that if you're left with too many questions, that you should voice that, right? So I did that for an hour, and I talked about all the things that didn't add up. I was also talking about a little bit of history with all the incidences, five gun incidences in 1950s, 10 in the 1960s, I think 17 in the 70s, and then in the 80s. And these are incidences. They weren't shootings. They were just person had a firearm or off the school property. There was some gang violence, but they included it in the perimeter of the school. Things like that, you know, that you're going to find in a in any country on earth. And our country has the lowest gun violence rate, under 1%. 90% of our country, over 90% of our country is armed legally. And so we have a low rate. That's why we have such a low rate of gun violence in America. 13 to 16,000 deaths a year in a country of 333 million people. That's a lot of people. That's a really low amount of death contributed to gun. But in the media today, you'd never know that. In the media today, they'll never mention under 1% death by gun. They just won't say it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Kate.
Sure.
I was listening to you on the fourth hour of Alex Jones there, and thanks for pointing out all the anomalies, and because I'm the same, I'm right there with you. I'm the same mindset. Every one of these that happens, there's always enough disinformation. Mm-hmm. The facts don't make sense.
Right.
There's a manifesto, which to me means it's an inside job or a false flag. It's just ridiculous.
Yes, yes. I did pretty good for an hour, not even saying the word false flag, right? I mean,
you did a great job of laying it out there.
I got to ask the questions.
It's always the same. Every time there's a false flag, they're unique in their own way, but they don't make sense. They don't add up. Like you said, where's the body cam footage, or where's the
coroner
shots of the kids leaving the school? Well, you know, basic stuff that you would think would be there and be available is not there.
Yeah. Just the footage that paints a couple of guys as heroes, and they just want everybody to talk about that today. So that was really strange to me. The footage was strange. The body cam footage was really strange. So,
there's no question they want to ban guns. I mean, that's where it's going. And with Biden in the White House, there's no question they can probably shove it down our throat like they do everything else. And what are we going to do? We're just going to sit here like a deer in the headlights.
You're right. Thanks for calling in. Really appreciate the support.
Thank you, Kate.
I usually get hate mail when I come out and I say that these are all my questions and no one can answer them. And what's funny is the biggest critics can never answer my questions. But what they do is they try to guilt load me for asking them. So what they immediately do is, there are children involved. How dare you? Well, I'm asking all the questions everybody should be asking. There was a lot of missing footage. What's going on? Why are we only shown certain things? How did the kids make it upstairs? How did they get out of the school? Nothing made sense about this entire thing. Okay? So don't we have a right to ask those questions without getting guilted? I mean, even if I have a relative that's murdered at something, I would want to know the truth. That wouldn't stop me from wanting to know the truth. So why the guilt load of, well, how dare you? They won't answer the question. They can't answer the questions I'm asking, but they immediately try to shame me into not asking them. And that's how I know somebody doesn't have an argument, and they rush in because you have made them think a little bit. They don't like that. They want to be able to believe the media because kids are involved. So I must be the bad guy for asking questions. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
We're way beyond asking bad guys questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last caller, and you know this, it's all about disarming American citizens on the road to totalitarianism. A couple of points. First of all, we have to keep everything in contact. I want to talk about where we're going, where they're going to take us on this in the near future. But first of all, false flag shootings. The vast majority, if not all of them, for the last several years have been false flags. So we have to keep that in context. If you're going to have any bias looking at this, you're going to assume, oh, it's probably another false flag. And then you've just made you've been making an excellent case that it is a false flag. So we shouldn't be listening to the people doing this. We should say, okay, another false flag. Where are they taking us? A few other points. First of all, we have another case where somebody's mentally ill. Mm-hmm. Remember, as you know, mental illness is one of the tools the needs to enslave us, just like the Soviets did with all those concentration camps, psychiatric hospitals. Another point is guns is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Guns, and we need to focus on that. In 1990, they passed gun safe, school safe law, I forgot the exact name. It banned guns not only in schools within 100 or 1,000 yards, all schools, private schools.
Oh, not being armed is the problem. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so, and I thought, well, that's going to lead to more shootings, and it did.
Sure.
But I didn't think it was going to lead to, I didn't think about it leading to the government being able to go in and shoot. Now, if they didn't have that law, and teachers and administrators and school personnel had guns, it would be kind of a sticky situation for them to pull these false flags off. So they needed to get the guns out so they can go in and
so
start shooting the kids to enslave us.
Right.
And another aspect of all this is the deadly force. You've been talking about this. This is extremely important. We have to respect everybody's rights. Mm-hmm. Now, that accused, well, you call it a perpetrator in the Alex Jones, so the accused. We have to say, well, she had rights if that was the person that did it. They have no rights. It's murder for a law enforcement personnel to shoot somebody unless they're facing deadly force and it's an imminent threat to them.
Yes.
This is the law. Where is the imminent threat? Why aren't we asking, why aren't the police going to jail? She wasn't, the evidence so far was that she didn't have a gun pointed at them. Even if you have a gun, they have bullhorns and all sorts of things to tell them, put down the gun, or we may have to shoot you. But none of that's going on at all. They're just murdering these people left and right. Mm-hmm. And almost all these cases, they have been killing the so-called perpetrators.
Yep.
So that is a huge evidence as a false flag. And also that we have to be starting to say, why didn't you protect the right of the accused and have a due process? This is just like lynch mob mentality.
Right.
Lastly, I wanted to talk about the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
The Second Amendment has been going for a long time. There's approximately 700 federal regulations. Every single one of them is unlawful, null and void, and this is going to continue. So the last point is, where are they taking us?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the next almost two years now, the Republicans are in control of the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So the chances are they're going to have another series of these shootings, and then the head of the Congress, they're going to go ahead and say, well, okay, we'll give in and we'll have a vote.
Mm-hmm.
Some Republicans will go over to the Democrat side. They get a majority. And, of course, Biden, like Bush did in 1990, will sign this into law.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a chance that Biden will reverse what he said. We need a law, and he'll declare an executive order, which is unlawful, of course, and just do it without the Congress.
Okay.
But the odds are they're going to do something within 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think to ban our right to defend ourselves.
Thanks for the call. Really appreciate that. Thanks. A lot of great points being made. Interesting that in our news today, Uvalde Foundation, I had the same questions about Uvalde. No coroner, no kids leaving, no dead transported anywhere. It was really strange. They're awarding Medal of Honors to the two officers that did the shooting. And again, why didn't they just arrest the person? The person's 28 years old, does not probably have a lot of expertise in gun warfare. Not a sharpshooter, I would imagine. You don't have a whole lot of time in your life to get really good, right? Especially as somebody that's not being trained, like these cops were trained, not trained all the time. Why didn't they just arrest her? It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. But they're being hailed for taking swift action. So the Uvalde Foundation for Kids, of all things, is going in to say, you get a Medal of Honor, each of the officers. And by the way, there were other officers in front of the guy with the body cam, but the guy with the body cam, they sort of moved out of the way for the guy with the body cam to do the shooting. Why was that? If you see a threat and you see somebody shooting, right, aren't you going to go in to get that perpetrator? But it was like the officers had to make it so that the body cam guy did the actual shooting, because they segued and waited for him to come in to do it while the person just stood there, not hiding behind anything, ready to be shot. It was very strange. Very strange. So, gotta ask the questions. I mean, come on. If we don't ask these questions, something's wrong with us. If we just go along because somebody's afraid to offend somebody, come on. And why would somebody be so offended? Answer my questions and then I'll go away, right? I'll stop asking them. Answer them. Nobody can. That's the problem. That's the real problem. Be right back. Keith Daly Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
What a fantastic sale. Use the code word Kate. It helps the show. You can get up to 90% off right now. Take advantage of it. Stock up for Christmas. So many deals that Mike is doing, and it also helps expose election fraud. Thanks, you guys. Use the code word Kate.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Little Green Bag, George Baker. That's the Wayback Machine for sure. Welcome back to the show. And yep, we're just going to say it on this show. We're just going to say things that we want to say. Love that about what we are able to do here. Maybe because we're privately owned. I don't know. I'm just, if I couldn't say these questions, if I couldn't say these things on the air, I'd go crazy because I'm looking at all these things and there's so many questions. There's just so many questions and far too many. Far too many for it to be a normal circumstance and have everything be normal about it. Welcome back to the show. Of course, I'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. I played the housing clip in the beginning or the John Wayne clip about no insurance, no anything. We just built homes and did our thing in the beginning of America because I know that we have city council members crying over the lack of housing, affordable housing. Really, you don't need to cry over it. It is what it is. I mean, I find it ridiculous that these are the sentiments that make the news. Crying so everybody can have a place to live that's affordable. You know what? You live where it's affordable then. You don't live here. I know, boo-hoo. It's so sad, but you live where you can. I don't live in Beverly Hills. I don't want to, but what if I wanted to? What if I went and cried and said, but I want a house that's affordable. I would like your multi-million dollar beach house, please, because I want it. Not because you earned it and you live there, but because I want it. I want that house. So I should have it. I should have a house that's affordable. No, I just don't live in that zip code because it's not affordable. You know, builders will find ways to build things for certain groups of people. They will find a way to do it. But to, as a city, to cry over the fact that the city and government need to pay for housing is criminal. You don't have any authority to do that as a city. You have zero authority, but we give ourselves this authority and we say that because there's a need, oh, boo-hoo, there's a need, we have to do something. Go live in a mobile home. That's affordable, right? People will find a way. People will live with other people if they need to. The city council doesn't need to do that out in Ivins. They don't need to cry over it. They don't need to tell us that we should all be crying over it. This isn't an individual's issue. You live where you can, work when where you can live and where you can afford it. And if you want to, take chances and take risks and start to own a business and put everything on the line. And then maybe you'll reap the benefit and can afford the kind of house you want. But to cry the blues over this, I'm so sick of those news reports where somebody in city council or a mayor or somebody's crying over it. Oh my gosh. This is my job now to make sure everybody has a great place to live. And I mean great, not just a lowly, a great place. We all deserve it. How liberal can you get than to think that the government needs to tell you where to live and how to live and that they should be taking our tax dollars from us? It's called plunder. And then move that money into an account so that we can have a nice place to live. That's not how it's supposed to work. John Wayne was right. John Wayne was right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I heard you on Alex Jones' show.
Oh, awesome.
And then I sent you an email yesterday.
Okay.
I'll and it had to be something to do with the Alex Jones, a little bit off the subject. We had a guy on there who wrote that SR 686 bill.
Oh, geez.
I know who writes these.
Okay.
They're the head of the, on that
the
email.
Restrict
show
Act.
You that triangle,
the Restrict Act. Yeah.
What I've got mapped out.
Yes.
They're the ones that write the uniform commercial code too.
Yeah. Yep.
But this cop thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions there.
I know.
And they should have called ambulances and fire trucks.
Yes. Not
there would
one
have been
on
all
site.
Kinds of stuff there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, my phone's number's on there.
Okay,
and call me because it's really important.
You got it. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Really love the phone calls. And he's talking about the Restrict Act, which we'll try to cover a little bit. It's all about using privacy, the Restrict Act could criminalize you trying to be private online, trying to have a virtual private network, trying to keep your activities and location private. That could become criminal, where you could spend up to 20 years in prison for trying to protect your identity and not have it go to a gazillion government places and the NSA and everything else. That's a whole nother ball of wax that we're having to deal with right now. And it's terrible. It's terrible, the things that they are trying to come out with and do to us. And then, I'm sorry, what is that saving us from? You can't be private on the internet? What is that saving us from? TikTok. Oh, the TikTok ban bill. Yes. Heaven forbid you go to TikTok and see a girl jumping up and down, you know, with her boobs out on. Okay, if you want to see that, go for it. We live in America. You should go see it if you really want or are dying to see it. Right? If you don't want your kid to see it, don't give them a phone. This is so simple. This is really easy. Yeah, they'll use a kid's phone. Yep, this is how it used to go down too. I remember kids got a hold of porn in the 70s too. They just did it in magazines. When kids want to get a hold of something, they will. And I don't know that you can stop that. You don't want to give them access, as much access as they would like to have, easy access by all means. So don't have them have a phone. But the other thing is TikTok isn't our biggest ill. It's not our biggest problem right now. We have much bigger fish to fry. Much bigger. So the housing thing got to me a little bit, and I'm sick of that. I'm sick of hearing about it, and I'm sick of our Nimrodi city council members going, that's my whole reason for being. I became a city council member so I can make sure that we take money from everybody to give somebody that doesn't have any money or hasn't worked for it an affordable home, meaning a really nice house. I'm really sick and tired of that. Please stop. Please stop. Also in the news was this stuff about natural disasters costing us so much. That's why people have insurance, right? The government and FEMA should never be coming in with money when people have insurance claims that can get paid off, right? But I guess the insurance, we've talked about insurance being one of our biggest issues over the last 120 years without anybody realizing. And they don't want to let go of a lot of money. So FEMA rushes in, right? FEMA rushes in. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You're live.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah, you're live.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, I first heard of you on the Alex Jones show.
Okay,
like,
cool.
So many people have.
Awesome.
And, I've just been amazed by how straightforward you are, how perceptive.
Thanks.
Just amazing. It's a breath of fresh air. It's not scripted. You're off the cuff, and you're right on point. So many freaking questions
to ask.
A second ago, you were talking about, you know, if you can't afford something, you know, find what you can't afford,
right.
Start your own business and stuff. And since I've been listening to your show for about a week now, I see you have several sponsors.
Uh-huh.
I created a unique product, and I would very much like to become a sponsor.
I love it. Are you kidding? Email me. Yeah, for sure. Email me.
Awesome. And it's, I'll find it on your website.
Yeah, it's right there.
Up here, but right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, please do. I'm interested in talking to you. Thanks. Thank
awesome.
You. I really appreciate your phone call.
yeah, just keep doing what you're doing, Kate. You are awesome and amazing. And I'm sorry, but you are a lot better listened to than Owen Schroyer. Although I do love Owen, but I think you just bring more to the table.
That's really nice of you. Thank
you. Love you lots.
Thank
you. Talk to you soon.
That made my day. Thank you very much. Really, really sweet. Really appreciate those kinds of calls. Because I get hate mail like you wouldn't believe. So thank you. It's so nice to hear. It's hard to ask questions in a world where you're guilt shamed for asking any questions. And I hope that my asking of questions can help other people to be bold, especially on social media, to ask the most obvious questions that everyone should be asking. Because it's too obvious, you guys. This one was just too obvious. It was like Uvalde. There wasn't any. I'm serious. I left with 200 questions and a couple of answers. And when it's so lopsided like that, something is very, very wrong. I know we're kind of flipping around topics a lot, but I just have so much to talk to you about. The insurance companies, they don't love to pay out, if you guys notice, and so they rely on FEMA to do that. And that's why you're seeing a lot of articles today on national disasters and so forth, and people with national disasters is, we need more money, we need more money to FEMA. They're always going to be calling that out because the insurance companies that really rule the world don't want to do the payouts. In the national disasters, and we know how much things like Harper involved, and so they don't want to do the payouts. Hi, caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. This is Mike.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi, Mike. How are you? I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey. Well, first of all, I just want to echo what the caller before said. I mean, when I found your show about 3 years ago, I'm like, who is this?
Oh, you're so
I mean,
fun.
I've never heard so much truth.
You're so
You
fun.
Know, and just so, anyway.
Thank you.
I had something I could talk about local, but I really wanted to talk about just kind of a few thoughts about with the shooter.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Okay. I mean, the shoes were a dead giveaway, right?
Yeah, they
had different
shoes.
And to your point, and the other day you were saying that they were using the same kids. I've been an extra on some films. I mean, I'm sure other people have too, but one little secret is, and you'll notice this in films after you've been around them or whatever, is they use the same extras for a lot of scenes all through the film.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like they go for every different scene. They go get a whole fresh batch of extras.
Right. They had the same 12 kids that kept showing on this going to a bus.
Exactly. And I mean, I don't know that they've recycled any of the trauma or the crisis actors that we've seen in some of the other crises.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I would hope, but I mean, they kind of refine things as they go.
Right.
But what I kind of wanted to make the point at real quick about just for us as Christians to be aware that you look for a serious wave of some trauma-based mind control, that they're going to be trying to induce a lot of fear.
Yeah.
And because I would argue that the Christians in the country are probably the most pro-Second Amendment group that there is.
Right.
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 And so they're taking it full on. And the other thing I would just say is that, you know, and I had sent you something that NBC's already trying to flip the script and trying to make the trans community the victims here. You know?
Yeah, I do. I do.
So
I think some of that...
It's just something...
I just was going to say, I could see some of that moving, putting the trans out there again and again and again. And if we flip to, if they flip us to the right and they take a lot of these and they get them to vote to the right and they're moving us to the right, if we can look like we're stopping that, then all the other stuff that they do, they get away with, but it'll look like we had a huge win. So I think they're blowing it up on purpose to take it down on a notch on purpose so that we feel like we got a win. I do. I feel like that's how they're going to get it.
I agree with that, what you're saying. I had a thought, too, on how they're moving us to
the
right.
You got 15 seconds.
So
go for it.
Okay, real quick. So for the last you know, year or two, the blue team has been all about Ukraine. I think they're going to spin up the conservatives against China. Yep. And that's how they're going to have this two-front war.
Ah, okay. Thanks for that. You might want to call back. Yeah, you can call back if you want to. Thank you. I love the phone calls. Love the phone calls. Thank you for those. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
America.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. I know, Kim Carnes. Wayback Machine, how are you guys today? I hope you're doing well. Our great sponsors of the show, I love Auto Body Central. I just think they're good patriots, and they do excellent work, by the way. 5-star ratings, and same with Garage Doors Only. The only place to get a garage door, and I love that I work with such wonderful sponsors that realize that truth is important, and they really do. They might not agree with everything I say. I never expect the sponsors to agree with everything I say. They're not endorsing every single thing I say. But they endorse truth. That's pretty special. It's pretty neat. That's what I love. That's what I love about them. Balance of Nature, My Pillow. It's about endorsing truth. And I love my sponsors. If you please go down to the bottom of my webpage, the homepage, katedalyradio.com, and find my sponsors. Click on FIQ Copper. Buy that copper. Get that copper into your system. Magnesium, we're so low. We're so low. That they did a number on us in the last 120 years and took copper out of our diet, and for a reason, because that's the great detoxifier. And Balance of Nature, what an amazing product that is too. Truly. I have amazing products. I have things that you should be taking for your health, and they are handpicked by me. And also Garage Doors Only and Beehive Rentals and Southwest Vision and all of these wonderful companies, ABC Auto, that support the show. A big thank you to them for doing so. There's so many directions I can go in. I will take your calls. You know, one thing about the shooter video, the shooter looked lost, but the shooter went to the school, I guess, graduated from the school, they said. But the shooter looked kind of lost when they were inside the school, didn't kind of know what door to go in, didn't really understand where they were, and the school was empty. How was the school empty? And when the shooter shot down the double doors in the front and took a minute to get into the school, how come not one person, not one single admitted, no one came out to see what had just happened? And it's not like everything, you're going to know some shooters at the door. I mean, glass was shattered. And so you would think somebody would have heard that close to the doors. Usually the admin office is, you know, pretty close by. And not one single soul came out to see what was happening. Did you, anyone else find that strange? Never in the video is any soul other than the shooter in that video. How'd they get everybody up there in 10 minutes upstairs? Actually, like 6 or 7 minutes. How'd they do that? Hundreds and hundreds of kids. Doesn't make any sense, does it? Natural curiosity would mean that you would go and find out what just happened because you heard glass shatter. You heard a huge commotion by the door, and a janitor or somebody next to them in a classroom would have at least poked their head out to see what was going on. And none of that happened. I always look for just kind of the natural way we are as people. And then it never fits in these situations. What you would do naturally, if you were a cop and you were already inside getting into that room before the cop with the body camera, right? Without the timestamp on the bottom, for some reason it was turned off. And you would wait for the body cam guy to do it, who's only been working there for 4 years. You would wait for that guy. Why does that guy have to do the shooting with the body cam? Why is that? Doesn't make any sense, does it? It never does. It never does. This is why we have so many questions. People should be questioning that. It's a good critical thinking exercise to question what you just were handed by the media. And they also said that they didn't know the path of the shooter, but the whole school is cameraed. There's cameras, obviously, because we have some of the footage. So we know that there's cameras everywhere. So why don't we know the path? That's strange, right? And no injured, just dead or alive. Nobody got a stray bullet. Very strange. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. What's on your mind?
How many years have I been screaming to the wilderness for toxicology reports on these clowns?
Yeah.
I believe the boys at Columbine that came out, they were on the mine to dope. Ever since then, I've never heard about one.
Yeah, well, in 2012 at Sandy Hook, they actually passed a law that said that they didn't have to do, if it was children, they didn't have to do any autopsies, and they could withhold any info from anybody, even if they did. It was really a strange law to pass.
And everybody's homes getting bought on the on the same day?
Yeah, they all got...
No coincidence there.
They all got bought on Christmas Day, 2009. And they said it was a glitch in the system, but they never changed it.
A glitch in the system. Okay.
Every single house that every single victim lived
in. Don't pour that down my back and tell me it's raining, please.
I know. It's too much to believe for anybody. Thank you for the call. It's just too much. It's like Uvalde. The teams, the government teams just happen to be there and take over the scene and... Anyway, or Sandy Hook, where the cops went in to eat pizza at the crime scene, pizza and soda. They were shown carrying in their food to the crime scene, and they said that they didn't get the bodies out until nighttime for no apparent reason at all. There was no apparent reason to do that. See, lots of questions, no answers. That's just not the normal, natural way that we do things. So when that happens and you can observe human behavior, but the human behavior doesn't make sense, then something's wrong. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, Mike again.
Oh, I'm glad you called back.
Finish my thought.
Excellent. Please.
Yep. Okay. Firstly, I did want to say real quick about what I ultimately think, if I had to draw a conclusion, I think that was a training film on the shooting.
I do too.
Because the parking lot was very empty.
Yes.
And I have a very good friend, somebody really close to me that's a principal at a school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not empty like that.
No, you have parents coming in and out. You've got aides. You've got workers. You've got staff. That's 33 people. You've got 33 cars in the parking lot of this. When the perpetrator, the alleged perpetrator got there, there was 4 cars.
Exactly.
Yeah. They show the parking lot.
It just reeks of training and a setup and just, and again, they messed up big time on the shoes. On the shoes.
They also have these around 10 or 11 in the morning. It's very interesting to me. And then it hits the news cycle by dinner time. I always find that kind of compelling, to tell you the truth, that for some reason, shooters only want to go in the morning hours. I don't know why. It just seems a little strange.
Right.
The same time frame.
Just to finish that point I was talking about, if you've noticed how they brought on, got all the blue team, they segued right out of COVID into where now all these people have a Ukrainian flag on their whatever their social profiles.
Yeah.
Okay. So they've got the blue people all about Ukraine and hating Russia.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, but then if you remember, Trump was Mr. Anti-China with good reason. I mean, that they are our number one enemy, but it's just been radio silence about China. So I just think, I think part of the bringing us back to the right is going to, they're really going to spin up the anti-China stuff and get the red team on board. And then we're ready to take them all on, which will be catastrophic. But
they're ratcheting up the very, very small 2% of the population, 3% of the population, trans LGBT community. They're really giving them a lot of press, and conservatives are very weary of this, right? Leery and weary of this.
Absolutely.
But I do feel like it's to pump it up and then make us feel like we got some sort of win when some of that kind of is diminished down to maybe normal, like a normal aspect of it, not blown up consistently with the drag shows and the this and the that. I mean, we got it in our face 24/7, and I feel like we'll take that as a win, but we'll still encourage huge war budgets. We'll still let all the NSA stuff go. We'll still let all the data stuff go because we got some sort of win as conservatives. I do. It's almost like it's pumping up and then they'll deflate it. Yeah. I don't know.
Yep.
It's kind of strange.
I see that.
Yeah, thanks. Really appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
You got it.
That was a great phone call. Really appreciate it. There's so much to be talked about today. It's overwhelming. It really is today. But the shooter did look a little lost, like they hadn't been in that school before. And I have to say, looking at these things, the perpetrator is always taken out immediately. And I know I was talking about that with a caller earlier on in this hour, but everybody finds that a little strange, right? I mean, why not arrest? Why not arrest? Why go there? I would like to know if there was the feds there doing a drill within the last year, because that happened at Parkland and it also happened at Uvalde. They just happened to be there for a drill. And it was talked about. So, kind of strange. Kind of very strange. I was actually laughing a little bit at these comments. You know, the department, I can't remember what the name of the department is, health and social something or other gobbledygook, was putting up a first and second doses of COVID-19 vaccines will end for many on June 30th. Now, what's funny about this is this was from 2022, but they re-put it up and they kind of classified it like a new post, like it would be this, you know, this June 30th. I don't know if you guys remember that in California, there was a lot of hullabaloo about what their strange little dictator was going to do about this. And so they kept telling everybody, guys got to hurry and get your shots, hurry and get your first and second. Here's some of the comments. Can I give these to you? Here's some of the comments. And I'm not kidding when I say there's over 9,000 comments like this. Okay. There's hardly any comments that are like, whoop-de-doo, yay, I'm going to run in and get one. No, they were all like this. Are you guys ready for this? I'll book in advance for the next 30th February. Sounds good to me. I did have 3 Pfizer injections. After number 1 and 3, I had mini strokes. I'm going to pass on a 4th. I have to outlive my precious dog, Duke. Interesting that the excess deaths post rollout, which are higher than during the pandemic, are not aired on TV every night. I think you should use them all on yourselves. The rest of us aren't interested. Why would anyone want or need them now? Those who haven't had it by now haven't, because we don't want it. Wow. And I thought I was in a minority. Love these comments. I'll stick to my own DNA. Thanks. Thanks. Kept going for 50 years. Does it come with a free cardiologist? Reading these comments gives me hope for humanity. No, thank you. I'm thriving on my own perfectly balanced immune system, as are my fellow natural immunity chums. Those who took the bait, though, they are constantly ill. It's heartbreaking. That got 1,000 likes. This is getting creepy now. Expiring soon. Clearly need to get rid of the stock with a bunch of money signs. Please end them now. Actually, they should have been stopped 2 years ago to avoid so much damage and loss of life. When this department, the DHSC, put this up, it got almost 9,000 comments like that. I won't say the really bad ones with all the bad language, but I did think it was a beautiful thing to witness people absolutely turn on them when they posted that. And I mean, turn on them. It was really nice to see that. It's nice to, you know, I've been calling out COVID since day one. Since day one, we said this is a farce. The whole media is in on it. They're shutting down our nation for hardly anything. And this is absolutely a coordinated effort. We showed who was behind the social distancing. We showed who was behind the Facebook profiling to see where people went. They were using Facebook info. All kinds of things were going on. And I just have to say thank you to all of those individuals who started thinking and said, now, wait a second here. And we'll write this kind of stuff back to that Department of Health, because when they post stuff like that, they need to see this. They need to hear this. I always worry about the individuals that work there, because I think you're not that dense, right? You do get it. You are looking out your window, right? You can see what's going on. So I really appreciated all those comments. They made me laugh, and it kind of gave me a nice, like, there are people out there, and I mean droves of people, because there was hardly any comments. It's like looking at a Mitt Romney page. It's like, scumbag, you know, you're evil. I love it. And then maybe 2 people that go, why are you picking on him? You know, and so you get the 2 people versus the thousands of people that are telling him off. And they did this to the Department of Health. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, wonderful people out there. These public health administrations, these people that just live to shut things down as the authority figures. They have no constitutional authority to do so, but they love it anyway. Those are the people that need to see these comments. I know you already agree. I know you are already on board and you've understood this from the beginning, but it is really nice to see comments like that. I have to say, it's really kind of cool. All right. So coming up on the show, Melissa and Susan, and of course, now you're just going to have to stay with us to find out what we're going to talk about, because we have a lot of stuff to talk about coming up in the national show. So be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.